wild. This is not, you know, to my mind, to take a bread tag and to move all the way through the different brain lines to wheelchair. How did this idea come about?
Well, it started in South Africa in 2006. A lady called Mary Honeybun came up with the idea. She wanted to help people and she also wanted to help the environment. And she didn't want to start a charity asking mainly for money. And so she found someone to recycle bread tags and raised funds from that and bought wheelchairs for people that needed them. And we've been doing the same in Australia since 2018.
Yeah, right. And so what's the success of the campaign been like so far?
Enormous. You know, I expected it to be quite small. As you can hear, I'm from there and from South Africa. And so I started by just taking them back and, you know, doing very small scale. And then they said, oh, don't you want to try and start collection in Australia? And it's just skyrocketed. We've got 400 collection points nationally. And
wow.
At the moment, we're recycling 150 kilos of bread tags every month.
150 kilos of bread
which
tags.
Which is a lot of bread tags.
That's
about 2,700 bread tags in a kilo. So you can work that out. It's quite a lot of bread tags.
That is a lot of bread tags. And I mean, looking toward, you know, buying wheelchairs, donating wheelchairs, how many bread tags roughly does it take for one wheelchair?
It takes about 250 kilos. So, you know, people sometimes feel daunted by that, but it really is a community program. And if enough people collect, it's not that hard, you know. So it's a numbers game. It's getting as many people collecting as possible is really the way to make it happen.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. And I'm still trying to fathom how many kilos of bread tags that is. But it is something that's, you know, used quite a lot. And as, you know, I said before, I have a bunch of them. They're just sitting around the house. I don't even know how they got there. I don't eat that much bread, but they just seem to manifest.
They pile up.
They do. They really do. I mean, you know, as you said, you're based down in South Australia. How can we get involved here in Sydney?
Well, basically anybody can collect, and so you can collect as a family. What's really great is that schools, childcare centres, nursing homes, retirement villages, hospitals get on board, because then, as I said, you get the numbers of people collecting. And you can go onto our website and find a collection point. There's about 30 in Greater Sydney.
Wow.
So there's a lot in your area. All you do is you just, on our map, you can see where it is, or if it's a private home, you'll just see the contact details, and then you can arrange to drop them off. And you can drop off a handful, or you can drop off a 5 kilo bucket, and, you know, we get both, and that's all, it all adds up.
It all adds up.
Yeah, and then you can also host a collection point if you want to. And if you want to host a collection point, then you just contact us, and we put you on our map. So people can find you. And then we have a central collection point. We have two in Sydney. And so the collection points take their tags to those collection points, and then we ship them to South Australia where they're recycled. But really, just collect them. Find a collection point is the short answer.
Step one, step two. Step one, buy bread. Step two, collect.
Yes,
them.
Yes.
what a good reason, and just another good reason to have more Vegemite toast of a morning. Hey, Jenny, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning.
No problem.